This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for June 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Contract talks between Spirit Airlines and its pilots dragged on for 4 years, but it only took 4 days of a strike to finally bring the two sides together on an agreement. NASA is teaching students and professors how to build small experiments that can be launched on sounding rockets. The week-long workshop is known as Rock On and begins Saturday at Wallops. Aviation industry and regulatory heavyweights will be meeting in Belgium at the end of the month to discuss issues facing the U.S. and Europe, some of them potentially contentious. MGL Avionics' new Extreme Mini EFIS combines a PFD, engine monitor, fuel computer, and basic GPS in a 3-inch hole mount package starting at $1,000. First Landings Aviation in Florida, which specializes in sport pilot training, has added a low-wing Piper Sport LTD to its flight line. Lockheed Martin's Orion team welded the forward cone to the aft barrel assembly Tuesday using the next-generation friction stir weld process. That weld is 445 inches long. NASA is looking for sponsors for its Centennial Challenge Series. Sponsors cover the costs of administrating the contests, while NASA comes up with the prize money. The Politico reports Vermont Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy may have used a little senatorial clout to get his flight out of Chicago O'Hare moved up from 31st in line for departure. And the NAACP in Los Angeles wants Hallmark to pull a space-themed graduation card off the shelves. It seems the scratchy digital voice on the card doesn't clearly enunciate the letter L when it uses the term black hole. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Anousheh Ansari looks back on her trip to the International Space Station and recalls the consecutive suborbital flights by Spaceship One that won the XPRIZE, which carried her family's name. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.